So let's start by noticing what it feels like to be awake and alive right now. Notice what comes to you first. What arrives into your awareness when you notice what it's like to be alive and awake right now? What are the first few things? And as you're noticing what it's like to be alive and awake right now, can you greet or meet whatever it is that comes to you first with some kindness? With an understanding of this is what it is right now. And that you can greet it and meet it just for now. And then slowly open into whatever else wants to come into your awareness. And greet it and meet it with kind awareness if you can. Which doesn't mean that you have to like it necessarily. But if you are able right now to open to, then please do. And if you're not yet, then maybe it's just about coming into your heart, mind, with a different approach. Of knowing that your heart, your mind, has natural goodness, has inherent goodness, is kind, is welcoming, is awake and alive, naturally. So whether we're cultivating this or just knowing it, or rediscovering it even. Imagine, or invite, kind awareness to meet and greet whatever it is like for you to be awake and alive right now. Because this is what you have. This is what we all have. And if it's helpful, you can also take a few breaths into the middle of your chest, in the heart area. Breathing in and breathing out there to invite a little bit more space or a little bit more softness so that it facilitates and supports you meeting and greeting with kind awareness, whatever is arising or up for you right now. Imagining breath somewhere is taking the mind and taking consciousness and energy and awareness to sort of fly around on the breath, travel with it, explore with it, be one with it, and even imbue it with some imagination so that we actually feel that it helps us. And with that intention, it will. Maybe not right at this very moment, but eventually. And some things take a little bit of time. But know that it's possible. Just making a little bit more space to meet and greet whatever is arising and up for you right now. And if it's helpful for you to breathe in and out through the chest, then see if you can take up a little bit more space with your breath. So we'll just try a little bit of light hand control of our breath for a few moments to set the stage or create a little bit more atmosphere or an inviting inner environment. Before we let the breath be natural again. So as you're breathing, if it's helpful for you, in and out through the chest, through the heart area, use that breath to press outward so that your ribs expand side to side, front to back. And even, you might even sense the collarbones lifting and falling with breath. Or because the breath is a tiny bit more full, that you might even feel the belly moving in and out because of the breath. So this is breath plus. Breath plus a little bit of effort, kind effort. Breath plus some love. Breath plus some consciousness. Breath plus volume to create space. Everything feels a little bit better with some space. And then if you like, you can let that breath drop. Let the breath return to whatever it wants to be. But we're not guiding it. We're not embellishing it. We're not controlling it at all. But you might want to also imagine opening the windows and the doors all around your heart area. So that even if the breath is natural, it's naturally flowing through a little bit of cross breeze. And as the windows, doors around the heart area metaphorically open and allow a little bit more breeze, maybe you can notice the sounds in the room a tiny bit more. Spaciousness allows for more awareness of what is and a less of a need to push away. More things can be invited in or allowed in or received if there's a little bit more room. So sounds can come in through, go through the body, through awareness. They are heard through the body. They are known through awareness, and they can come and go through both. And same with smells. And the same with tastes. And the same with sight. Everything will come and go through this kind awareness, especially when the doors are open, when the windows are open, when there's some space. Nothing gets trapped easily, or confined, or stuck, clung to. No need. It's got a little bit of room to move. And we can even notice the thoughts that are present with being awake and alive, whether they're tightly strung together in a sentence, or a script, or a memory, or just coming and going with a little bit more space in between. But we can allow meet and greet thoughts just as we meet and greet sounds and sight and smell and taste and all the sensations that are coming and going in the body. They come and they go. And nothing has to have a tremendous value given to it or weight given to it. Especially if it's got space to move. And the same with feelings, emotions. There might be some that come along with being awake and aware and conscious right now. That's natural. It's normal. What do emotions feel like or do when they're given a little bit more room? Maybe you can even imagine them flying through one window and out the other. Because there's just a little bit more space and cross breeze, so they don't have to get caught or stuck or rewound over and over. Or if they do get a little stuck or spun, there's some spaciousness for them to move around. At least we can provide that. And this spaciousness, however it comes to you, however you feel it, however you sense it, whether it's through your imagination or breath, or softness in the body, or softness in the heart or the mind. And soft doesn't mean not awake and aware, but relaxed. This space comes from our natural goodness, our inherent beauty, our humanness. We have it. It's in there. It's always in there. Sometimes we need to procure it a little bit, cultivate it, remind ourselves, find it again. And however we do that, it's fine. See if you can rest in this natural goodness that you have, that we all share. It's part of being human, having a heart, having a mind, so that no matter what comes our way, we can remember that we can meet it with kind, open awareness. At least maybe not initially, but eventually. If we remember enough times. And whenever you need to, you can take a deeper breath, you can open a window, a door, soften intentionally. whatever the skillful means is, that helps you to find a little bit more space, more spaciousness, and then rest back in it. It's like noticing when we slump a little bit, we can realign, sit up, and then start again. So it's perfectly okay to use the skillful means of imagination, of breath, of softness. And then rest back and be natural again. Leaving things to be as they are. last few minutes that we have sitting together, just take a moment to reflect back on what skillful means was helpful to you. What helps you to remember or refine or get back on the path to locating your natural goodness, your inherent goodness? What opens those doors or windows or views that go back to your heart where this lives? That awakens the awareness of your natural goodness, the knowing aspect that we all have. What connects you back home?